We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
North Korea's foreign minister today responded to President Trump's tweet that Kim Jong-un won't be around much longer.
Given the fact that this comes from someone who is currently holding the seat of United States presidency, this is clearly a declaration of war.
It's a declaration of war, he says. The White House insists the U.S. has not declared war. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk joins us from the United Nations. Pam, the foreign minister claims North Korea has every right under the U.N. Charter to take countermeasures, including, he says, the right to shoot down U.S. bombers, even if they're not in North Korean airspace. Is that accurate?
Yes, if they are self-defense. Now, the question is, what's self-defense? He is now saying that he could shoot down U.S. planes, even if they're not in his country's airspace. That is definitely not in the U.N. Charter. He is making it up as he goes along in terms of what is a threat to his country. Just to add, North Korea and the U.S. are actually technically at war, and North Korea always makes that point, since there was a truce but not a peace treaty at the end of the Korean War. Now, the two countries nonetheless have not come as close to actual confrontation since 1953 as they are today. But the idea here is, what is an aggressive act? And the U.S. considers the ICBMs, the intercontinental ballistic missiles that North Korea has launched over Japanese territory and into Japanese territorial waters, to be an aggressive act. So part of the question is, what really provokes any kind of military action? Now, China and Russia have been calling for talks and saying that there can be this tit for tat. They call it freeze for freeze, where North Korea stops its testing of nuclear and ballistic missiles. The U.S. and South Korea stop their military maneuvers. But the U.S. is not in any way on board for that. Why would they be? I mean, with such a threat, why would they not be at the ready?
What's the reaction to all this latest talk at the United Nations from other countries?
First, they thought it was a little bit funny that the name-calling was going on, the rocket man, the dotard, all of the name of the war of words was continuing. But soon after, they started saying, look, this is a serious threat. Nuclear weapons are not conventional weapons, that the world could be at war again. And so the diplomats around the corridors of the UN are really being very somber about this whole increase in threat, saying this could actually lead to war, and the UN doesn't seem very capable of dealing with it.
CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk at the UN. Thanks for joining us again, Pam.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.